This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1212. Not to sound bossy, but you should think twice before using this phrase.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 123 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and personalized vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Today, we show you an interesting phrase and the funny way that natives use it when they want to introduce a potentially messy topic. Listen in today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Yeah, it's good, Michelle. Life is good. I've been traveling a lot this summer. Lots of adventures, for sure. Hopefully, our listeners are on our Instagram channel, so they've been keeping up with all the adventures
That's right.
Our team here this summer. And yeah, I'm excited to try something new this fall. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. That is so exciting. Oh, that's awesome. So do you have a hard time talking about touchy subjects?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, well, first of all, what do you mean by touchy subjects? Like, what does that mean?
A touchy subject is one that is a little bit uncomfortable because either you know that the person has a different view than you, or you don't know if for some reason they don't want to talk about that. It's something uncomfortable happened between you. That's a touchy subject.
Oh, yeah. I mean, politics is one thing, especially nowadays, that could come up. I mean,
Yeah, definitely. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. I recently had a situation where I was talking with a friend and the friend, it turns out that this friend has different political views than me, that which is fine. But my friend said to me not to get political, but and then said something totally political.
Oh, geez. Well, yeah, that's interesting. That's just an interesting way to introduce things, right?
Do you ever hear people say things like that? Like not to get something?
Oh, for sure. All the time. Because usually,
what is that?
I mean, it's a signal. It's like when they say, oh, not to get, you know, dark or not to get sappy, not to get silly. It's exactly what they're going to do.
Right. It's so funny. So we're going to examine that today. You know, people may use this, you know, it's a little bit controversial, I guess, right? Saying not to and then doing that, right?
Yeah, I guess it can be a little annoying because you kind of roll your eyes, a little annoying. Oh, gosh, I know what's coming.
Yeah. So guys, so what's the phrase? So the phrase is not to blank, but it could be a few things. So for example, like not to be something, but like, so for example, maybe not to be rude, but
that would be the worst one.
Yeah, that would be really bad. Or not to get something, but so not to get political, right?
Yeah. Or not to be critical, but right. Yeah. You know, it's often when the thing you're going to say might be hard to hear, like you assume people won't want to hear it. So you say this, you start by opening this way.
Right. Or you could say, not to sound something, right? That's another one.
Yeah, it's like you're saying you don't want people to think that you're only this way, you know?
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, Lindsay, are you guilty of using these?
Probably.
I'm sure I am too.
Yeah, it's almost like you're saying you don't want to totally change the mood and move everything, the whole conversation over to what you're talking about. Maybe you just want to touch on something briefly.
Right. That's true. Right. You don't want to get too much into it. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that, you know, these phrases can be useful, but I think that, you know, they could be a little bit misused, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's give a couple more examples. So not to get political, but I really think you should watch the debates.
Oh, those debates are going on right now. I mean, we are recording, guys, in June right now. So we're a little ahead, but there is a debate tonight, I think.
There is. That's exactly what I will be doing.
In about 3 minutes, right?
That's right. Oh.
Maybe more like 10 minutes.
Are you going to watch?
Yeah, right. Oh, am I going to watch? Yeah, I think so. Because I missed them last night. And so I was on my red eye. So of course, I'm always, if you ever wonder what I'm doing, I'm probably on a red eye.
That's right. Yeah. Where's Lindsay? I don't know. She's on a red eye.
On a red eye somewhere. I'm going to try to watch tonight. Yeah.
So. Yeah. All right. Yes. So what's another one?
All right. So let's see. Just an example? Okay.
Yeah.
Not to sound critical, but you haven't really cleaned your place in a long time. Ooh, that is critical. That's the irony of this, right, Michelle? Being critical.
Yeah. Or not to be rude, but you should probably change into some nicer clothes.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Okay. It's actually quite direct. I mean, that's the fun part.
Oh, it's quite direct. It's a way of saying, I'm not doing this, so now I feel comfortable saying it.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's like giving yourself permission.
Right. It's like being yourself. Exactly.
Unilaterally. Like, it's not, you know, doesn't mean the other people grant you permission. You're just going to plow through and say that thing. So it could be, this could come off as rude.
It could. Yeah. I mean, I think it's saying that you aren't trying to do something, but you do it. And I mean, I'm not saying it's always used in this way, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's possible that there's another way to use it, right? And that you're being completely innocent and you're not, doesn't have to be all, not to be rude, but you're messy, right? Something like that. It doesn't have to be like that. But you know, we're going to focus on that today. We want to tell you this as kind of a warning, right? Because we want you to watch out for people when they use this phrase. And I think it's because what they are about to say is often exactly what they are saying they are trying to avoid. And it's not that you shouldn't use these phrases, but you should really know what comes along with it.
Yeah, it's almost like we can mentally prepare ourselves. And also, it's a good learning technique to prime our brains in terms of listening, guys, like conversation understanding. When we prime our brains and we know what's coming, we're going to actually understand better what the person's saying. That's proven science when it comes to linguistics, right, Michelle? Are you officially subscribed to our podcast? Check your podcast app right now. And if not, go ahead and hit subscribe so that you don't miss a thing. Thanks for listening to All Ears English, guys.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's a really good point. Now you know what's coming. Oh, not to get political? Probably going to be political.
Exactly.
I'm priming my brain.
And then you can be like, oh, I have to go home right before the person opens their mouth.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, Oops, sorry, I'm back.
Oh, that's okay. Welcome back.
My computer just like went crazy. Anyway, here we are. So yeah, I think people use it to soften what they're going to say and make it not sound as bad if they're going to say something, you know, not quite comfortable, right?
Yeah.
And like, I wouldn't hear this phrase used about positive things necessarily. Like, I wouldn't hear like, not to be nice, but
that would be wonderful. Totally weird. That would be very strange.
Right. And guys, we actually did an episode, episode 783, how to signal that you're about to state a contradiction in English. Mm. So that talks about another phrase. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Okay. Yeah. Actually, I will tell you what it is because.
What was it? I can't even remember now.
It's having said that. And,
oh, yeah.
And that kind of, it's in a similar vein. And it brings me back to, I probably talked about this on the episode, a Seinfeld episode where they talk about this phrase and how you say, having said that, it's either Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm, but guys, you can always look into it. So yeah, that's kind of like where I feel like the humor comes into it. And it made me think of this one as well. So shout out to Seinfeld.
I could imagine Seinfeld doing a whole episode on this phrase. You know what I mean? Having said that, just kind of the funny, like preparing for what's coming next, just joking about it. I could see that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Seinfeld. So funny. So yeah, again, I've used the phrase not to be, but before, but guys, the purpose of today's episode is to make you aware of the phrase and how it can sound.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you think, Lindsay?
I mean, it could irritate people if you use it too much. You definitely don't want to use this all the time. Yeah. Sometimes though, guys, it's a nice tool to have in your back pocket. You know, especially because we are trying to connect and sometimes you want to say something that may not be so cushy and nice, but I mean, not to be mean to people, obviously, but sometimes we have to bring up the hard topics.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we can't dance around tough things forever. Right.
Right. Right. So maybe it can be helpful in that situation.
Yeah. And also this could be interesting if you are from a culture where, let's say, talking about politics at the dinner table, for example, is Thanksgiving dinner is not or a common dinner evening with your family is not taboo. Right. Let's say you come from a place where it's OK to talk about politics. So maybe you want to soften what you're going to say.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So let's just give a couple more examples and talk about like if we think it would be okay or not to use this phrase.
Yeah.
Okay. So for example, let's do the first one.
Okay. Oh, this dress looks gorgeous. You should get it for the party.
Not to be picky about price, but it's a little over my budget.
It's funny because you were picky about price, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm doing. But, you know, I think this is okay. I'm not bringing up anything nasty. I'm just, you know, it's almost like I'm shielding myself because maybe I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. And it doesn't offend anyone. Right.
So, in that situation, I think it's okay. So, guys, you know, we're saying that sometimes it can be useful and helpful.
Yeah, totally. Well, here's another one, right, Michelle?
All right. Let's take the train.
Not to sound like a know-it-all, but I know the train will take too long.
Okay.
So I am kind of being a know-it-all.
Yeah, a little bit, but I don't know. I think in a way this is also okay because you're saying you are trying to say, I know this, but I don't want you to think that I'm being a know-it-all. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And then that makes me think of gender, right? Because this is so good. This is so interesting. This weekend when I was at a conference in Denver, a marketing conference, the woman who founded Girls Who Code, you know that brand?
Yeah, I do.
It's more of a movement. She was the founder of that and she did a presentation on gender and on how women right now need to be in kind of a moment of sisterhood and of, you know, supporting each other and of stepping into our bravery, right? And it makes me think, like, would this phrase, not to sound like a know-it-all, would that be more common among women than men? Just something to ponder. You know what I mean? I mean, language is not as simple as the words. There's so much more that goes into it. So, I mean, her talk was fascinating. And
that's really interesting.
It's so good to keep this stuff top of mind. Yeah. It's so good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How interesting. Yeah, that's a whole different way to look at this phrase.
A whole nother way. So anyways, that's a tangent, but really good to keep in mind.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh. Well, this has been really interesting, Lindsay. What do you think the takeaway is for today?
Well, guys, this is a good phrase when you want to go into touchy subjects like politics, maybe religion, maybe money, all those things that can come off as kind of taboo and rude. But really, you're trying to avoid, it's really avoiding what you actually want to say, but you're really just telling someone what you're going to say. Like, we can sort of see through it is what I'm telling you. Natives can see right through this phrase. We can see through it, but we still use it sometimes in the right time and place.
Right. Exactly. I think that's the good point, Lindsay, that it is in the right time and place, in the right situation. It can be a helpful tool. So yeah, you don't have to hide from it, but just be aware of what it can sound like.
Yeah, guys. And we're just here to expand your vocabulary. I mean, this is just another phrase to add to your repertoire. And again, if you are using this inside the iOS app, listening inside the iOS app, you should be saving these phrases that you learned today. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to get the app. Okay.
Well, this has been really fun, Lindsay. And not to sound like I want to watch the debates, but I
got
to go.
Yeah, got it. All right, Michelle, enjoy the Democratic debates. Have fun.
Thanks. Bye, Lindsay.
All right. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.